Welcome to the first official episode of Heartland. I'm so excited to like officially get into this and be posting episodes every week. I have so many exciting interviews lined up and I just can't wait for you guys to hear about all of these creatives and all of their stories. And it's been so much fun for me to plan all of these episodes and I've truly enjoyed it so much more than I thought I would, and I was already super excited about it. So we're gonna have so much fun. Today's episode I'm so excited about. It's an interview with Lindy Goodson, and she was one of the first people to reply back to me when I reached out with my first initial batch of emails, because I kind of just sent out some emails and I was like, no way that these people are gonna say yes, like I'm just putting it out there. And she replied back and was literally the sweetest. She was so supportive of the podcast, which obviously meant a lot because, you know, when you put yourself out there and you're starting something new, it can be scary. But she was so amazing, and I can't wait for you guys to hear about her story. And she has so many good tips. I feel like she was such a valuable person to ask kind of about the nitty-gritties of like social media and how to grow and how she's kind of gotten herself to where she is right now. And she had so much good advice. So a little bit about her. She graduated from Ole Miss earlier this year and is currently pursuing a career in social media full time, which is kind of why I wanted to have her on the podcast. Totally reminded me of my purpose for Heartland. And she has such a cute and unique Instagram, and she's developed her own editing style. So if you guys follow her, you totally know what I'm talking about. She has like the cutest posts ever. And she shares tutorials about her editing, and she's been killing it on TikTok. That's actually how I found her. She does super cute fashion videos and outfit of the days and like thrift hauls, literally the cutest ever. And then she does editing videos and other fun stuff on there too. And she has a YouTube channel, so she's killing it and doing all of this stuff. I'll have all of her accounts linked down below so you guys can go follow her. But thank you, Lindy, for coming on this episode again. I seriously am so grateful to have had her on the podcast because she shared so much valuable information with us. And I can't wait for you guys to hear this episode. So before we get started, make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you're listening on Spotify or Apple. And if you're listening on Apple, make sure you rate it. That would help so much. If it's on Apple by this time, they're taking forever to accept it. Don't know why. I'll keep you guys updated. But let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Well, hi, Lindy. Thanks so much for coming on Heartland.
Hi, I'm thanks so for having excited. Me.
Of course, I'm so excited. When you said yes, I was literally like freaking out because I feel like you're so much fun and so creative. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I know she's going to have like a ton of stuff to share and talk to us about. So thank I'm really you. Pumped.
Thanks of for course. Asking me. When I listened to your intro, I knew that it was going to be right up my alley, especially when I found out that you like grew up taking pictures for fun, because literally same. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it's all okay. Like that hobby like blossomed into what I do now.
Yes, that's awesome. I feel like it's really cool when we can start with things that we like loved when we were younger, because it's like you kind of know that that's actually what you want to do and something you yes. love, because you didn't have any influences on it, which is cool.
Literally, yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Okay, so can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself, like a little 30-second trailer of kind of who you are, what you do, what kind of content you make, where you went to school, all of that?
Sure. Okay, so my name is Lindy, and I went to the University of Mississippi. I just graduated in May, and I make YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok content, mainly around fashion, beauty, and a little bit of lifestyle, but more like when it comes to lifestyle, I've kind of transitioned away from that since leaving college, and like we're all in quarantine. Mm-hmm. So there's not really much lifestyle other than just sitting in my so room all day. But I also like to share some editing tips and stuff behind the scenes as well, because I really like making like really fun and bright pictures for Instagram. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I like to share as well. Yeah, let's see. Anything else? Let me think.
I feel like that's pretty good. I don't know. That's awesome. I totally feel you with like the lifestyle stuff being so weird right now, because it's like, I'm not going out and seeing my friends. My school's online. Like I just filmed a college day in my life and I'm like, I hope everyone enjoys me sitting in my room. Okay. So when did you kind of start creating content and taking it more seriously, where you were kind of like, oh, this is something that I really enjoy and that is fun for me to do?
Okay, so actually when I was in, like I said, the thing about growing up taking pictures all the time, when I was in high school, I believe it was, like late middle school, early high school, I started an Instagram. It was so cringy, but it was so fun. It was called OOTD by Lindy, and I used to literally, the only like motivation I had to go to school in high school was like setting out a fun outfit and then taking a picture and posting it on that Instagram every day. So I did that all throughout high school. And then in college, like right when I left for Ole Miss, I was like, what am I going to do? Like, should I keep posting my outfits? I really like doing that. But then on the other hand, I was like, maybe I should post this on my personal account. I didn't really know what to do. But then my dorm room went viral, like literally the moment that I moved into school. So I started seeing like traction, like a little bit of growth on my personal Instagram. And I was like, you know what? That's the move. Let's just keep posting stuff over there. I don't care if the people that followed me from high school don't want to see my outfits and don't want to see my edits, so they can unfollow. Like, we're going to turn this account into like fashion and stuff like that. Yeah. So let's see. So yeah, I did that, like mainly Instagram, but not very much, like just for fun, really, until the summer after my sophomore year when I started my YouTube channel. And let's see, how did that start? Didn't really know like what direction I wanted to take it, but knew that I would just show what was going on in my life, because that was what was easy. Yeah. And it was like, I didn't have to work too hard, because I don't know, I've struggled with like figuring out a niche and stuff, but then it's like, well, whatever I'm doing in my life, like that's just got to be the niche. So it was just like college stuff, started that halfway through. And then, yeah, it just kind of blossomed. And I saw like some growth starting on Instagram from when I started doing YouTube. And then, that's when I started seeing like, like a couple brands reaching out and started seeing that become a reality. And I'm like, shoot, if I can just keep doing this, then this could be like an actual viable, and I knew it was for other people too. So then I started getting real into it. Totally. But yeah, I guess it's like a long explanation, but it started all for me for fun, really, just in early high school.
Yeah. That's awesome. Was it weird kind of transitioning from like, this is just my personal account and something that I do for fun, to kind of taking it to a business? Were you like, my friends are going to think I'm weird? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, I was nervous at first, because especially like at Ole Miss, being from out of state, not really knowing many people, I was like, these people are going to freaking roast me. And then the whole dorm room thing going viral, I was like, oh, they're really going to roast me now. So I might as well just do what I want to do anyway, because I'm pretty sure they're going to make fun of me. So whatever. But I don't really, I never really caught any, or at least I didn't hear any slander when I first started kind of transitioning. But
is this something you kind of knew you wanted to pursue like post-graduation, or did you feel like, I definitely want to go get a traditional job? Or, because I know you graduated in the pandemic and it was just so weird. So like, had that not have happened, like, is this something that you wanted to pursue?
So yeah, I remember like, I always knew I wanted to do social media, but I didn't know like that it was going to be for myself. I always wanted to do like, be that at a, like in a firm somewhere or for a company, like doing their social media. I didn't know what it was, but I loved social media. Well, as my account started growing and stuff towards the end of college, I was like seeing that this had potential to be viable. And I remember saying to my friends, like before the pandemic, I was like, if I could just have like some time to like really focus on this without school, like focus 100% on this, I think I could make this a thing. And then the pandemic, like, obviously, here it is. She's among us. And I was like,
it just happened.
Yes. So I got home and I'm like, you know what? Actually, there's the job market right now scaring me. It's a pandemic. I don't even know if anyone is trying to hire people. So I just started, like, during quarantine, I guess, just was like, you know what? This is my time. Remember when I said I needed the time to focus? This is it. So I just started going hard at it. And my parents were, I mean, thankfully very supportive, and thankfully they like believe that I can do this. So, and I mean, they've seen it starting to work. So anyway, one thing leads to another, and I'm definitely like gonna try and continue to do this. That's what I would love to do. So, but yeah, I just kind of felt like I love to do it. And then with everything kind of happening the way that it did in the world, it just made sense to keep like to try it full time.
Totally. I know. It's kind of funny. I've heard a lot of stories like that where like, I even told myself this year, like, I can't take any positions or jobs or anything that's going to like interfere with what I want to do. And then of course we have all of this time now, and I've had friends who thought the same thing. So I'm like, okay, we actually have to jump on this, and we can't just like sit back.
I know. Like, we really have the time to do it right now. Yeah.
I know. We're lucky. I'm excited.
Same. Yeah.
So how did you kind of decide? I know we kind of talked about how like finding a niche? Like, how did you kind of decide what content you wanted to create? Because I know you're stemming from fashion.
Yes. So I've always liked clothes, and that's just kind of always been like a given for me. Like, I wanted to talk mm-hmm. about clothes. But then when I started posting on Instagram, like, this was back in the day of like, okay, so when it first started, it was back in the day of like the really, I don't know, you know, like the just typical blogger type of people. Mm-hmm, totally. So it was just like typical bloggers, and mm-hmm. they were super cool to me at the time, but I couldn't be like them, and my pictures didn't mm-hmm. look like theirs. And I'm like, what am I yeah. going to do to stand out? Like, I had to figure out what could be my thing. And I really like editing. Like, that's my favorite part. Like, taking the picture is so fun, but then the best part is getting to go home and like edit it. And then I just started like drawing all my pictures in college and like doing fun, like graphic mm-hmm. edits. And then that just kind of like led, one thing led to another. And I like became like kind of got more recognizable from my edits. And then like people would ask about the edits. And then I would kind of, I don't know, it's like a combination now of graphic design slash like, I guess, just editing and fashion, yeah. which is like two things that I love, and that I'm able to like talk about what I love in clothes and like document them, but in like my own unique mm-hmm. way. So that's kind of, awesome. I don't know. And also like for finding a niche, I was thinking like when I first started making my YouTube videos, I made them to show editing stuff. And mm-hmm. I always wanted to start a YouTube like my entire life, but I was too scared. And then I realized like, yes, I was like, I have to figure out what I can do to get like to like solid, like, no, what is the word I'm looking for? To ensure that I get views. Like, I need these mm-hmm. videos to get views. And I knew that people were asking about edits. And then mm-hmm. I was like, well, I want to make this video, so that'll be a good way to start out and make sure that I get some freaking views. Yeah. And then that's just kind of, I feel like that's a niche, like what you like, but also when you combine what you like with how you can help and answer other people's questions, there's mm-hmm. your niche.
Perfect. Yeah, I think it's cool how you were kind of able to combine the two, because I know a lot of people that I talk to, their concern is, oh, well, I like this and I like this, and they uh-huh. don't work together, and I don't know. But then I was yeah. like, when you think about the people that you follow, like, yeah, you started following them for a certain reason, mm-hmm. but then like you get to know them and they really do become like a friend, and then they can yeah. really be posting about what they got from Starbucks, and you're like, wow, yeah. this is really cool. I like
literally,
that.
Yes. And like, I've like freaked out, and I still have like identity crises like every few weeks, literally. But I'm like, every few weeks, I'm like, who am I? Really? No, but I'm like, you know what? No one is like super like cut and dry. No one is black and white. Like, everyone has totally. A bunch of things that they like. So it's like, what's the freaking harm in sharing a bunch of things that you like? And also, why would you try to box yourself in? Because you never know. Like, maybe you could think, oh, this is my niche right here. And then you do something kind of out of what you think your niche is. And then that gets way more mm-hmm. views than anything else. Happened to me. It still does. And I'll make a video. Like, I have some old videos from like over a year ago, and they didn't get many views at first. And then they start like getting views now. And I'm like, I don't mm-hmm. even like that video. But now people are asking me to make more videos about that topic. And I'm like, uh-oh. But
you're all, dang it.
I know. I'm like, I didn't even really like that thing. But like, you never know whenever those things will pick up speed.
For sure. It is a lot of trial and error. Like you said, mm-hmm. it is kind of those random things sometimes where you're like, shoot, like, I totally thought this was just going to be something funny. And then people yeah. really connect with it.
And then they're like, we're going to need a follow up. We need more videos like this. I'm like,
all right, you're let's go. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So you create content on a lot of different platforms. How do you kind of cross promote your content, organize like what you're posting on each? And how does that kind of work for you in terms of scheduling?
That can be stressful. And I actually was just stressing out about that today, but I just kind of got to like think about what does well for me on all platforms. So like mm-hmm. pictures of outfits obviously do well on Instagram, but then what can I do to like also make that photo shoot or that image into a YouTube video? So like, is that a haul? Is that a styling video? Is that mm-hmm. a behind the scenes of an Instagram photo shoot video? And then also, how can this get views on TikTok? Like, would people like to see the outfit, or do they want to see how I edited the picture? And then when they see how I edit the picture, it links them to my Instagram. And then they see my Instagram post, and they see that I did a vlog. Anyway, mm-hmm. so that's kind of my method, like, of how, I don't know. It's honestly tough. Sometimes things don't even get cross, and sometimes, like, it's just, like, one-off something on TikTok, and then I just, that's yeah. that. But in a perfect ideal world, there would be, like, an Instagram picture, and maybe the Instagram picture has a tutorial, like it's a carousel and there's a tutorial included mm-hmm. or there's like a little OOTD fashion video included as well. I don't, it's tough. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
I just try to like show individual aspects of the same idea on every platform in a way that works best for it, which is tough.
No, that's a really good idea, because that's kind of, I found you on TikTok and then I followed your Instagram, and I feel like you do a really good job. Like, I see you posting a video like about certain boots, and then you have a picture with the boots on Instagram. Yeah. And so it does like reinforce that. And I think that's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah. I try to make sure that like when I post on TikTok, if it's just like an outfit video or if it's an edit, like I try to end the video and say something like, I'm going to go post this on Instagram, or like, oh, I'm not even going to post this. Or like at the beginning, I'll say like, here's how I edited this picture because I'm obsessed with, or because I'm just the kind of, that's just the kind of person I am or something. And I like show my Instagram feed just like to get some interest in that. So that way it makes people think like, okay, let me go see her Instagram.
Totally. Just cross promotion, baby. That's awesome. Yep. Can you talk a little bit more about your journey and growth on TikTok? Because I know that's like a super new platform. And I feel like that's like, for someone who's trying to get started and trying to grow, that's like such an ideal place to be. And definitely, like, you do such a good job at cross promoting. So how was your journey getting started on TikTok?
Let's see. So TikTok literally is so new for me still. And that's what's crazy, like, is how fast you can grow on TikTok versus other platforms. Like, I don't think I really started taking TikTok. I got like a lot of views. The first time I had a video get some views, it was last winter, but it wasn't like, I hadn't like developed a brand. I hadn't consistently put out good stuff. It was just like a one time thing. And then I didn't like start focusing on it harder until March, when I got home. And then I started figuring out like, okay, if I post like these little snippets that are really well, like the lighting looks really good, and I figure out a way to kind of like encourage people to share with their friends, or like encourage people to comment and like answer a question or something, I was like seeing a lot of growth both on TikTok and on Instagram from that. And that, like, that's like really where the bulk of my followers on Instagram, I think, have come from, for real. Like, because if I mean, it'll be okay on Instagram, but then when I see a video on TikTok get views, like my Instagram will get hella followers too.
Yeah. So you feel like TikTok has definitely affected like growth on your YouTube and Instagram? Like, you definitely see that direct correlation?
I've still like had, I don't know, it's, I should be doing more to get my Instagram or my YouTube like popping on TikTok, but I haven't been like, I haven't freaking figured out what my YouTube channel needs to be.
There's only so many hours in a day too.
And since like quarantine and coming home, I'm like, I don't even know who I am on YouTube. So I've just been suffering with that. But yeah, like the amount of people that can find you on TikTok, because, you know, on Instagram, like, you see who you follow, but then on TikTok, you just see random. So you have such a like opportunity to reach so many new people. And then if you can reach those people, if you can just get them to your Instagram, I mean, not because you have to grow on Instagram, but it just feels a little bit safer, like, to solidify followers on there, because I'm like nervous. I mean, we were, especially a few months ago, like nervous about the fate of TikTok. Yeah. So I was like,
it still feels like, that's why I think some people aren't really taking it seriously and kind of like view it as like a joke platform. But then, like, you know, you see like the most growth from TikTok. And like, I had my friend made me this really cute sweatshirt for my birthday, and she like hand painted it, and it was the Vampire Diaries. And I posted it on TikTok, like, oh my gosh, my friend got me this for my birthday. And now it has like over 400,000 views, and she has 2,000 orders for the sweatshirt.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. That's what I was going to say. And then people were like, we need the link. Like, let's order now. And I'm like, yeah. And they, like, TikTok somehow figures out exactly who to show it to, like, to make it pop off. And I forget that people like don't take it seriously. And then I'll be talking to someone, like, especially older people, and they'll like not, I don't know, I can like tell that they don't know what it's all about. And I'm like, oh, I forgot that not everyone is into like, that.
Never mind, I'm crazy. Sorry.
I thought we were all on the same page here.
That's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like, that's awesome, I feel like, man. I need to start taking it more seriously, because like I see stuff like that and I'm like, oh my God. And not that you can plan for stuff like that. It doesn't always happen.
No, but you never like, know.
Exactly. And like, it's exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, it's stuff that you don't even think, like, I've seen people, I mean, we all have, like, they just post something for fun. Like, I saw this girl and her friends were just, like, having, like, a painting night and drinking wine, and then people were trying to order the painting, and now next thing I know, they have, like, this whole account where they're selling their paintings, and I'm like, what freaking fun, like, to merge
I think that's so cool.
Interest and also income.
I know, no, that's literally, like, what I love about social media, because it's, like, stuff that naturally kind of comes about, and people like it. And I feel like that's such a confidence boost, especially when you're like nervous about pursuing something. So it's really cool.
Yes, definitely.
Do you feel like there have been similarities for you regarding like content that's performed well? Do you feel like, okay, like it's definitely my outfit post and that's kind of like what I focus on, and then I kind of just like throw other things in as I go? Or like, what do you feel like is kind of like your main reason for posting?
I don't, that's, it's weird because like to me, my main thing that I want to post usually is outfit stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, I want to post clothes stuff, but then like I'll look back and it won't even be those that do that well. Like it'll be the editing posts. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes makeup, like I'm not a beauty guru. I've never tried to be a beauty guru, but like I'll show mascara and that'll be like the post that pops off. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, it does make sense because it's like something that people can be like, let's go buy this at Ulta tomorrow, you know?
True.
And I don't know. It's weird because it's like not my like number one thing that I want to talk about always. But if like we talked about earlier, like if they're interested in that and they're like, oh, that's a cute necklace that she's wearing or something, or like, oh, her room's cute. And then they check me out further. Next thing you know, we're friends. But totally. Also, I will try to do like, if I know that like, okay, so if I'm going to show makeup or if I'm going to show something like editing, okay, so
yeah,
I'll show those things, but I'll try to, like I said, like have a cute necklace or like cute earrings or something that's going to get people's attention. Mm-hmm. Too, that don't necessarily just like makeup. So then the comments are like, okay, but wait, where are the earrings from? Or like, if I'm doing an editing,
that's very strategic.
I'm telling you, it's also creepy. Like the amount of thought that I do like put into this stuff is weird. And like I make sure that I can link the items, like they're newer, so then yeah, I can like link those and then get, anyway, but
totally.
Yeah, it's super weird. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so then like even if it's editing, someone could be like, oh, but this is a cute outfit, I'm gonna follow her for her outfit stuff too. So
yeah
that's
very smart. I didn't even think about that.
Thank you. I literally, yeah, that's, I'm telling you, I'm just in here by myself all the time thinking. Just a lot of thoughts.
No, that's cool, because, like, I feel like sometimes it's hard when it's like, okay, I'm making a college video, but mm-hmm. I want to make videos about music or fashion or whatever yeah. else. So I kind of like that tie-in, because then when you're getting those people, like, the people mm-hmm. who like your other stuff are going to stick around. So
yes,
I like
exactly.
That.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Okay, so moving on to more Instagram-based stuff, because I feel like Instagram's just always my girly. Like, she's so much fun.
I know.
I love talking
classic.
About her.
Classic. She's always there.
Exactly. So is there something for you that you feel like kind of clicked and you started seeing growth on Instagram? Or was it more of like a slow and steady growth where like you kind of just started from your little personal account and then kind of growing it more into what you do now?
Yeah. Over like all of the years of college, it was slow and steady for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, and I would get discouraged and I'd be like, this isn't even, mm-hmm. like, I'm not even doing anything. But then I just kept at it. And then once totally. I started seeing, like, once I hit 10K last winter, and that's just, I was so excited because I wanted to swipe up. Like, I wanted the freaking swipe up link so bad. Like, I didn't care about, I did not care about the numbers, but those freaking swipe ups. So anyway, once I hit that, I was like, oh, we're golden. We can do anything now. And yeah. then it was continued to be slow and steady after that until March again. Like, I don't know if it was just like having more people at home with their eyes on their phone or what it was, but
yeah,
or if it was TikTok, like we've already talked about, but that's when I started seeing way more growth. And then even then, it was still pretty slow and steady, except for now. Like, I've recently seen a lot of followers and, like, a lot of eyes on my page coming mm-hmm. from Reels. Like, posting my...
Interesting.
Yes, and I forget about Reels. And I'm like, who's watching yeah. those? Because I don't watch them. But then, like, somehow yeah. they're, like, getting views. And people are, like, following me. And they're like, I found you. And I'm like, huh? But then I remember that some countries actually have banned TikTok. Like, I know that. India, right?
Oh, yeah.
So then, like...
I think. First, like, it's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know.
No, but it's like, somebody was like, can you please post your TikToks on Reels so I can still see them? And I'm like, huh? So then I started posting them on Reels, and they're getting views. And I'm like, shoot, because Instagram scared me with that update. I'm
yeah,
a little bit on edge.
I know. I was like, girl.
So I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying to stay relevant on there, but it's been pretty much slow and steady over the years.
No, that's really cool. I didn't even think about Reels because I've just been kind of like putting stuff on there that's like, mm-hmm. I feel like no one I know follows me on TikTok, so I can kind of just be mm-hmm. like fun and do whatever.
Yes.
And then I feel like Instagram,
yes.
it's kind of like more serious.
I feel that.
So I try to do like really cute Reels and stuff.
That.
So like I've been playing with it, but I'm like, it feels different to me. I don't know.
I know. I think it does too. And that's like what you, like how you said that TikTok feels like more fun. That's what I thought too. And
yeah.
that's still what I think. Like it feels like when I'm making stuff for there, it feels like just for fun social media, and I'm like mm-hmm. I gotta figure out how to make sure that everything, even on Instagram, feels like it's just for fun, because I'm like, it should
totally.
be. So I'm trying to make sure that
I know
I can
and like
that.
Clearly that's working and what people
yeah exactly
like.
Exactly yeah. So I'm like trying to get over the weird, like, and even though probably all the people who don't want to see that stuff from high school and college, they've probably long been gone. I wouldn't know because I had to leave the unfollower app because I can't handle it. But
oh yeah,
no, we can't do her. I simply cannot know who unfollows me. So they're probably all long gone. But I still have that little bit of like, are people going to make fun of me for this? But what's it even matter? I don't know.
I literally feel you. That's why I'm like, it's so weird. I don't know. So what advice do you have for someone who kind of wants to start taking their Instagram more seriously? I know a lot of people kind of feel like now, okay, this is kind of like a real career and a real job people are doing, and I've always wanted to do this. Like, how do I start? How do I start building this? Like, what was kind of your advice for that?
So I would think, like, just start, like, showing things that you do or use or, like, genuinely like. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's – even if it's, like, a tip or something that you're like, oh, well, everyone knows that you can tuck your shirt underneath your bra band, or, like, everyone knows that you can do your hair like this. They might not, because I thought that, too, about some things, and that things that I just think everyone's seen on YouTube 10 years ago. But not everyone was, like, a part of that. So just, like, sharing little things, tips and tricks and products and pieces or whatever your thing is that you like. Yeah. And people will either ask you more questions and then you can like elaborate or make more information about that. Or I guess that's pretty much where that's the option. Or they won't and you just keep trying. But
no, that's really good advice. Yeah. I like that, how you kind of say, like, remember, people don't always know what you think they know.
Yes.
Because I feel like all the time, I'm like, that's so stupid. People know literally that. Like, I don't need to show these jeans. Everyone's talking about these jeans. Like, no one cares, but they do. And that's what you get questions about.
Seriously, like, the amount of times that I've seen so many people do the freaking hair with the Revlon blow dryer thing. And then people still ask me, how do you do your hair? And I'm like, it is with the freaking brush. But I'm like, not everyone's seen the brush.
Literally me today, I'm like.
Seriously, me all the time. I'm like, not everyone has seen the brush. Not everyone has seen, especially like on Instagram or TikTok, like those videos can get like lost in the mess of things. YouTube, you know, it's a little bit more like you can find it easier. But I'm like, I got to keep, I don't know. Don't like, I guess, discount the information that you know, or like little tips and tricks here and there. Like, you never know what other people didn't think
for
of.
Sure.
Or haven't seen.
Yeah,
or,
that's definitely something to keep at the forefront of your mind, because I do that all the time. And what advice do you have? I know you have a YouTube video on this and I loved it. So I was like, maybe she has more updates, you know, but for growing an authentic audience, because I feel like that's so important. And obviously most of the people who like want to do this and like really care about it want to do it for the right reasons, but I know you just touched a lot on like how important it is to really have an authentic audience who engages with you rather than just a million followers that don't do anything.
Definitely. So for, I feel like the main thing I talked about in the video, probably, I can't honestly even remember that too many bits of it. I'd have to go back and read my script, but like mainly just like figuring out like how you can relate to your audience on a level like beyond, oh, I like those shoes too. Like, is there little funny things that happen to you throughout the day, or like vulnerable pieces of like your life too? Like, oh, I'm not feeling so freaking good right now. Or I don't know, just like little pieces of things that would make your audience feel closer to you. But then also like, this is like the weirdest advice, but I can't remember when this, I can't remember if I saw this on a YouTube video or where I heard this, but something, it was something about like, if you want your audience like to be your friend, then why aren't you talking to them like your friend? And I'm like, you're right. Like, if I'm going to go send my friends a Snapchat of, like, the freaking dumb crap that happened to me today or the stupid shit I said, I'm like, why would I not just, like, put that? I mean, you might be like, why would I not put that on my Instagram story? Because I don't want to be roasted. Yeah, but I'm beyond that at this point because they already, I've already dealt with that, so I'm good now. But, like, why would I not just tell literally everyone on Instagram? Because you never know, like, if someone has been like, oh my God, I've done this too, or that's happened to me, or they just think it's funny and they send it to their friend. I mean, even if they are making fun of me, I don't care. But like, yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, whenever you just little stuff, like you say, like the worker gives you your food at Taco Bell and they're like, enjoy your meal. And you're like, you too. And you're like, that's stupid. Like, I would say that to my friends. I'd be like, oh my God, I just said you too to the Taco Bell worker. But it's like, you might as well just tell your Instagram just the little stupid things here and there, or little funny things too. And they can kind of like get a sense to who you are as a person and also laugh with you.
Yeah. So, totally. Yeah. Was it kind of scary doing that at first? Were you kind of like,
yes, I feel like I started doing that. Sharing? Yeah. I feel like I started doing that in probably my senior year of college, because I cannot remember mm-hmm. where I heard that, but I remember hearing that, and like literally my entire life changed. I was like, you know what, you're right, I'm so serious. It was so like literally life changing. And then somebody replied to my story one day and was like, I'm so weak over how your stories have changed. And I'm like, love that for us, like I'm glad you noticed. But I think I noticed, like, I don't know, it made more sense, but then it's hard to do for yourself, because like you know the stories that you interact with or that you think are funny, and the people who you're like, oh my God, I can't wait to see what they posted on their story. Like, it's not mm-hmm. something super boring and like contrived, because I felt like my entire feed is like really, like it's really planned out and it's really like aesthetically pleasing. And I'm like, I have to show the behind the scenes and like the real me on my story, the real.
Totally.
Like, that's not even what my Instagram means, but
the real, real.
That's not what that means at all, but that's funny. So anyway, yeah. So what was I going to say? Let me think. Yeah, so I just started using my stories to like show the real behind the scenes and try to connect deeper and try to like look at the stories that I like to see. Be like, okay, well, why do I like that versus why do I not care about some stories?
Totally. That's really cool.
Thanks.
Exciting. So when you kind of started working with brands and kind of like taking your Instagram to the next level, did you pitch yourself to brands? Did brands start reaching out to you? Like, what was that process like at the beginning where you were kind of like, shoot, like this is actually something I can make money from?
Yeah. So I remember the first one, I actually just went to look back at like my information about that time. I had 8,000 followers. That was the first time I ever got like a paid post or did a paid post. Looking back on it, well, I don't know, I was really excited, so I did it, but it's like, okay, like I don't know if it's like the most, what's the word I'm looking for,
legitimate.
Yeah, it's like maybe not. Like now I would not have done that, but at the time,
yeah,
that was super cool, so I mean whatever. But for me, I don't pinch like ever really pitch myself. Mainly just because, like, okay, so, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Started this all in March, and I feel like I've had a steady enough stream that I could, like, keep up with, that I didn't feel like I needed to go out of my way and, like, do more. I could see, like, down the road, and if you need, like, if you're trying to tackle more, definitely, that could be a thing. But I've been fine with just waiting for people to come to me. However, the number one tip that I have for people, if you're starting and wanting to get brand deals, is to look at, what is it called? Like influencer marketing platforms. So there's a couple that I've used, like that you're like the only two that I've used. Well, I'm on other ones, but I've never had success. Anyway, there's one, it's called Obviously, and it's spelled obvious.ly is like the URL for it. And that's where I got, like, Obviously was, I believe, the company, like the platform that I got the first deal from. And then there's also one called Aspire IQ, and that one you can pitch yourself. And I've pitched myself a few times. I don't think it ever worked, but anyway, so I wish I had tips on that, but I don't. But, I haven't had too much success with Aspire IQ, but Obviously has worked really well for me. And basically, like, they're just like these online platforms where, like, okay, so there will be like it's like an online firm, and brands will come to this firm and, pay to be a part of this, like, so we're like an
outreach service type.
Yeah. And so like the service itself, like you can either sign up for it and be on it, or sometimes I'll get emails where they're like inviting you to join their influencer marketing platform for a specific campaign. But otherwise, like the brands can just see like people that you can, like, I don't know, I guess I can like sort through influencers easier, but it's just a super easy way to get like some exposure in the early days.
That's very
cool. And I mean, still actively doing that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's nice too, because then it's kind of all in one place, and like you,
yeah, and
can
they make
put
it,
yourself out there.
Yeah, you can fill in, like, I don't, I honestly haven't looked at like the behind the scenes of them in a while, but I believe in some of them you can like put in your like preferred rates, and like you can do like a little bio about yourself, where you're from, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So yeah, that's 10 out of 10 helpful. I want to make a video about that more.
Yeah, that's a super cool idea. I feel like, I like that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like super well known.
I know. I think those things are kind of new, because I know I've checked out a couple of those too. I've done stuff with, I think it's Social Native.
I've really never even heard of it. I have no idea.
Yeah. I feel like they used to have really good stuff, and now it's like all food. So if you're a food blogger.
That's honestly, I've like dropped off with that a little bit, because it's not really my thing as much like that. Like, there's for sure food, vitamins.
Yeah, I'm like, no thanks, but yeah. Cool. So how did you know it could be something yep. cool? Sometimes good ones pop up.
Exactly.
There you are.
Keep an eye out.
But how did you know it was kind of the right time to start working with brands? I know you said, like, at the beginning, it's just so exciting. And, yeah. like, literally, if any brand with, like, any credibility reaches out to you, you're like, oh, my God, yes. Uh-huh. But no, how did you kind of know, like, it was the right time?
I don't know about – I'm trying to think, like, how I felt at that time. How did I feel at that time? Why did I not?
Because I know sometimes people are like, literally, I had enough followers and people reached out and I did it and I just learned from there. So
honestly,
sometimes
I feel like that was it. Like, I don't think that there was like yeah. a, I don't know. I always knew that you could make money and like do brand deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then whenever I got that one message, I was like, say less, let's just get it popping. And then that just kind of, I guess, led to the next one. Like, I feel like the more you do, like here and there, and the better they become, like you can put those on your media kit and use that to like, like leverage yourself to brands. And also just like if brands see your account and then they see that you're doing other ones, I don't know, it just kind of all, I feel like, snowballs. Or at least a different
totally, yeah. I know some other people have said that, like, you know, I guess that's kind of like if you had like a following and you were younger or something, where like you don't want to start working with brands too early to like lose credibility.
Okay, yeah, that's
but then
true.
I'm kind of more like you, where it's like it's kind of exciting and new and fun, and you learn with it.
Yeah.
And I think your audience knows that and is like,
that's true though, because I guess because we're not like super young. Yeah. And it wasn't like a thing that I just started. Like, I didn't like just start my account. I don't know. It's like I've been working at it for
a while. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, so I'm like, everyone better. I mean, come on, guys. Y'all got to trust me at this point. And if you don't, I honestly understand after that post, because I don't know why I did that one. But anyway.
That's funny. But I know. It's surprising to me that there are still, because like, I haven't personally heard from anyone who's gotten like backlash for working with brands. But I hear like all the time just people saying like, people get upset when they post like two sponsored videos in a row. And I'm like, I don't understand that.
I don't
like,
either.
It's so weird.
And I will literally look through people's, this is another weird thing about me, I will look through people's YouTube comments, like I will scour them and just to see like, is everyone responding well to this? Or are people like, oh my God, we freaking hate you, stop with the sponsorships. Mm-hmm. And then also like TikTok too. I mean, Instagram, I feel like people are nice on Instagram, so I don't have like an issue with
people
that.
People are so nice.
Yeah, like that, I mean, like, why would you, I don't know. But for some reason, the climate on TikTok, I read through all the comments. I'm like, I need to see how people are like, if people are attacking you, I need to know why. I need to make sure I do not do it. But then also, it'll be weird because people will be like, you know, like the backside of like, you need to get a real job. And then they're like, you do a sponsorship. And that's like literally how you make like a bulk of your money. And then they're like, oh my gosh, we hate you. And I'm like, that hasn't really happened to me.
Yeah.
Thankfully. If it did, I would simply
like,
die.
I just watch it happen.
Exactly. And I feel very sorry for those people. I, however, know I will die.
I know. That's so weird. I don't get that. Anyways, luckily we don't have to do it.
Yep.
Okay, so I have a couple little like Q&A questions that people submitted. I feel like those are always fun because it's like people who love you and are excited.
That's
so
nice. Yeah.
First one is, what is your process for finding things on Poshmark? I had a lot of people ask how you find your clothes and all your thrifting tips. Like, that was a big one.
Oh, that's so funny. I always like in store, I don't really have any like for real advice because I just go literally insane. Like, I go through every single thing in the store, so like that's, I mean, I if I'm like rushing, I don't know, like, yeah, people say like keep an eye out for certain textures and colors that match you, but I'm like, literally, if I have to rush at the thrift store, I'm just simply not going. Like, I have to have literally hours. But anyway, on Poshmark, I look up like brands, but then also like I'll look up, this is like the weirdest thing, so this is how I found like the Calprint boots. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else cool. Like, I've got, like, a zebra skirt that I found on Poshmark. Anyway, I find them from, like, typing in what I think that a middle-aged woman would list her stuff as. Because I want it to be cheap. And, yeah. So
that is so smart.
I'm literally on there typing in party boots, unique boots, funky skirt, funky dress. Like, the Calprint boots, they had literally one picture. I didn't know what the brand was. And the picture was bad. Yeah. But I'm like, honestly, good. Because they will accept the lowball offer. Mm-hmm. Not lowball offers, but, like,
for
lower
sure.
lower offers. Are
they
not
just
like,
want it gone. Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, that's what I was looking for. So I looked up animal print boots. And that's how I found that, like, I didn't want just any animal print. I wanted cow. But every time I typed in cow boots, it was people who knew what they had. So I was like, I got to find the middle-aged women. And then that's how I found those boots. And then I'll just look up, like, certain like terms like funky skirt, groovy, unique. I'm trying to think if it's any other like words. I don't know. I just start typing random words in. I know it's like, because it's hard whenever you look up a specific brand or something to like dig through everything and find something that's like, like the price that you want and cool. So start looking at random stuff.
How did you kind of start developing your style and finding that? There were a couple questions about that too.
That is a good question. I don't know. Like, people ask me this too, like on TikTok, like, what do you call your style? I'm like, I don't call it anything. I don't know how to, and I do not do it. I have like, I feel like I have a lot of styles, and I feel like a lot of people do. So I literally just, it's whatever I like. But then I use Pinterest and Instagram for like inspiration always. Like, I save everything on Instagram. I save everything on Pinterest. And I don't know. I don't ever really look up like certain aesthetic terms or anything, because I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what it would be. And I just kind of like look at everything that I like, and then I just combine it all and I wear it all, and that's the vibe. I wish I had better tips for that, but just to find people whose aesthetic you like and vibe on Instagram and save it all for inspiration.
I know, it's so weird. I feel like that's kind of the fun of it, though, is, like, not labeling it. Because sometimes it's like, I want to wear cowboy boots today. And then it's like, I want to wear a swimsuit and Vans. And
literally, you never
forget. And I don't know what to call that. So
just go with it. I just literally am like, I don't know. I'm just going with it.
Exactly. That's the fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you have a favorite outfit you've ever styled?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
It's like choosing your favorite children. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like looking in my closet. I really like coats, like cool coats. So maybe, okay, my literal pile of garbage in the hallway. Anyway, probably like not necessarily an outfit, but just like I have this pink maxi length fur coat, and it was from Forever 21. Literally do not know how it happened. I cannot find a similar one, but I love it so much. And it's like teddy material, but it's like hot pink. Anyway. That jacket is my favorite, I think, probably ever. I love wearing it. Every time I wear it, I feel incredible.
That sounds so cute. I'm going to, like, search through your TikTok now to find it.
Yeah, I literally made this TikTok, like, last winter, back when I was just, like, randomly putting stuff out every, like, a few weeks.
Yeah.
Of me trying on, like, a bunch of my favorite coats. And it didn't really get any views, and I was, like, down about it. But I think I need to remake it, because my room looks way cuter now. I figured out how to use TikTok more now, so now I'm ready.
Yes. We need to see her again. I'm very excited.
Exactly. I love that coat, too. I'm obsessed
with the pink boots that you posted. The like
I literally have an outfit picked out for those. It's like those, a band tee and a cheetah print skirt, and I was gonna wear them to go to Nordstrom Rack the other day, and I got too nervous, so I have not worn them or taken a picture.
I feel like that's the weird thing about not living like in a city. I'm like an hour from LA, but like not LA. Mm-hmm. I know you're in the Midwest. So
I've never
like,
been to California.
Where do I? Yeah, I'm like, come visit.
I freaking want to.
Where do we wear this like clothes? That's why I'm like TikTok and Instagram are so fun, because you can go have photo shoots and live that life.
That is literally such a good point, because that's literally it. Like, people will comment like, "Where are you wearing this stuff?" Especially like, well, first of all, in the Midwest. Second of all, in the pandemic, I'm not wearing it. I'm putting it on.
Yeah.
And I'm taking a picture and I'm editing it. But I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm straight up not going anywhere. Totally. And if I am going to go somewhere, I'm going to get so nervous and have to put on some freaking sweatpants, because I get too scared. Especially, like, if I'm going to be in St. Louis, maybe, like, that feels a little bit better. But, like, if I'm going to be at the freaking Walgreens down the street, I'm so nervous. And I hate that. I get so mad. I'm like, I wish I could wear my fun thing.
I literally,
it's not going to happen.
I know. I'm so jealous. Like, literally, I see people in LA and New York wearing, like, these whole outfits, and like everyone, like you just walk down the street and look like that,
and like you know, no one's
for you guys.
Like, I'm so mad because no one must be looking at them weird. They can't be doing double takes because everyone's dressing up. Incredible.
It's okay. It's building our character.
True. Standing on the side of the street dressed up in the Midwest
for sure.
People staring
with a tripod.
Oh god, it's so painful. So painful.
I love it. And then lastly, do you have, or what is something you wish that you could go back and tell yourself just starting your social media journey?
Probably to stick with it. Don't get discouraged and be yourself. Like, if, again, like the day of like the super, just like the typical blogger, was like super, like mm-hmm. I said, prevalent. And so I kind of lost, I don't know, I wanted really bad to have their success. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do exactly mm-hmm. what they do. Or like if they wearing they're wearing this, I'm going to do that. Or I'm going to edit my pictures like that because I wanted that success. But then when I started doing like my own unique thing, that's when I saw more success. So just to find your unique thing, what you enjoy doing, and do it without stressing out or copying or trying to be somewhere else, because that person already exists and people already follow them and you need them to follow you.
Totally. That is perfect advice. Yay. Thank you.
All right, y'all. That is it for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I had so much fun getting to chat with Lindy, and I seriously learned so much from her. I'm so excited to continue following her journey, and I know she's going to do amazing things. So I can't wait to see. Make sure you guys follow all of her socials. I'll have those linked down below, as well as mine and the podcasts. Make sure you subscribe so you can see future episodes. Next week, I'm so excited for who's going to be on the show, you guys. Like, seriously. You're gonna like love it. It's gonna be so much fun. So make sure you follow the podcast on Instagram to stay updated. It's at the Heartland Podcast, and I will see you guys next week.